We'll go back live here on Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Glad to have you with us. By the way, our the ticket box number and central ticket office number is 487-2073 for Michigan Tech tickets. And we encourage everybody to get your tickets for the big weekend coming up. And we have soccer to talk about now. And Michelle is with us, head coach of the Michigan Tech soccer team. Michelle Jacob. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Well, Coach, coming off of a couple of big wins, you got two goals in each game. 2-1 win over Lake Erie and a 2-0 win over Malone. I guess talk about the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a great weekend to, you know, finally be back at home for a change and pull off the two wins. On Sunday, it was a extra special game. We had a lot of the Copper Country Youth Soccer Association players there. So it was nice, the great turnout and obviously the beautiful weather that we had. And then to be able to put a bunch of goals in the back of the net was a great weekend.
Lexi Herowig with a couple on Friday, including one right off the bat. And how important was it to set the tone with that goal?
You know, it's always great to get one early on. And it does, you know, once you kind of get that goal and you put the other team back on their heels a little bit. And, you know, I think in both games we really, you know, we really dominated the game. We possessed the ball really well. We created so many opportunities. I think the score could have been a few more goals if we could have finished some of the shots that we had taken. But, you know, still overall, I'm just real proud of the effort, both offensively and defensively. I think we held, you know, both of those teams to such a minimal amount of shots. And so, just compliments to our defense and our goalkeeping as well.
How about just in terms of your team? I know you're missing Emily back on defense, but it seems like the team really stepped up and didn't really give up any, you know, major scoring chances all weekend.
Right, yeah. You know, that's the one of the great things about our team is you know, we're from, every single player can contribute, and, you know, if somebody goes down, we're confident in the players that we can put in, and we don't have to change anything and the level doesn't drop. You know, we had a freshman actually step in for M on Friday, Rachel Wall, and she just did a tremendous job. Her and Jess, I thought, did phenomenal back there. And, you know, and then on Sunday we were able to get M back, and you know, nothing really changed. It was just, we're just solid all over the board.
How about where you're at right now? 6-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference. You know, with a lot of matches to go yet, but, you know, after 9 matches, how do you feel like where your team is right now?
You know, I think we're in a good spot. You know, obviously we're disappointed about those two conference losses. Both games, I thought we did everything we needed to do, but we didn't put the ball in the back of the net. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, I think we've grown from those games. And as we look, you know, into this weekend, obviously we're taking everything game by game. There is tons of play left to be had. So it's just a matter of showing up and stepping up for each game and not taking any team lightly. And I think, you know, we kind of control our own fate. So we got to go out there and get the wins each and every weekend and put ourselves in a position, you know, to head into that conference tournament.
Coach, next 4 games on the road before you come back home for a couple. And, you know, as you look at the teams, Tiffin, Finley, Grand Valley, Ferris State are your next 4 opponents. You know, how big is it to really get on a roll here? I mean, you already got 3 in a row here, but get on a roll on the road.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be important for us. Obviously, you know, when you travel, you're playing at somebody else's field. You know, a lot of time on the bus coming up here on Thursday when we take off. And so, you know, to be able to get victories on the road is huge. And, you know, just with the quality of the conference, I mean, every game matters. And so we can't afford any hiccups along the way. And, you know, we have some momentum now. I think, you know, it's great how many goals that we're scoring and you know, we have a clean sheet on Sunday. You know, I think that is a good way to send us off into our next 2 games.
How about just looking around the conference, you know, who do you see as being the teams to beat in the league so far this year?
You know, obviously Grand Valley's going to be one for sure. You know, it looks like Saginaw's kind of had a up and down sort of season. Ferris has always done well. You know, all the teams that we have left really, you know, I say it again, you just can't take anybody lightly. They're all kind of scary in their own respects, and especially when you have to go play them on the road. But, you know, I think we respect all of our opponents and look forward to each game. But right now we're just working on the Tiffin-Finley weekend.
Well, the Huskies on the road for the next 4, as we said, this weekend at Tiffin. That'll be a 3 o'clock game on Friday, and then a noon start on Sunday against Finley. Their next home game match will be against Northwood. That'll be on October 23rd, so make sure you circle the calendar, that date on the calendar, 7 o'clock, and then they'll play Saginaw Valley State for their final regular season home game. And then you got those darn Wildcats down at Northern on Halloween. What a way to finish off the regular season, right?
Yeah, I'm interested to see what the weather looks like. Their field's quite close to the water, and so it tends to be a little windy, and by that time of year, we don't know what to expect. So it'll be interesting, but we're always up for a challenge, right?
Yeah, what's your travel schedule like this week, Coach? When do you take off?
We leave at 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, okay. And we're slated to get back about probably 2 or 3, probably 3 o'clock on Monday morning. So it's a long one all the way down to Ohio, but, it gets us time to do work and do some team bonding and watch a lot of movies.
For all those people that think it's glamorous to be a Division II athlete at Michigan Tech, yeah, might want to think again. Those don't sound like great hours, but Coach, wish you the best of luck on the road this weekend, and hopefully you come back with a couple more wins and keep it rolling.
Yeah, thanks so much. And again, thanks to the Copper Country for coming out on Sunday and cheering for us. We really appreciated that.
Okay. Coach Michelle Jacob here on Mix 93, head coach of the women's soccer team, on the road this weekend at Tiffin and at Finley.
And it was a pretty cool scene with the kids there and, all the, youth soccer kids in their jerseys, and they all got autographs. It was very cool.
That's really neat. And that's Huskies Drive Time. I want to remind you that Michigan Tech football, undefeated, homecoming. Paul Quapola was in earlier today talking about the big game against Northwood. That starts at 1 o'clock, and there's a lot of stuff going around the football game, right?
Yeah, there is. We've got 63 and 65 Michigan Tech conference championship teams going to be honored at halftime. They're back for a reunion this weekend, and I know there's going to be alums from a lot of different eras back in town for homecoming, and we've got all that tailgate. Sponsored by Michigan Tech Dining Services, happening on the upper soccer field. So looking forward to that. And then obviously the hockey series, Dirk, with the big pregame on Friday, 5 o'clock. We've also got volleyball in the building. So, go watch some volleyball. Go over, get your chili and your free T-shirt and kind of make an evening of it, make a weekend of it. It's going to be a lot of events up at the SDC area and Sherman Field this weekend. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. That's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93.